As the presidential election campaign winds towards its conclusion, there are concerns among some Democrats about lagging enthusiasm and turnout among African-American voters in Philadelphia and elsewhere. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
There are two reasons for Democratic leaders to worry. One might be called the Obama hangover, black voters feeling a letdown after voting for President Obama in the last two elections. Several leaders of the Philadelphia black clergy met in North Philadelphia to talk about the election. Reverend Wayne Weathers says, yes, there's some concern, particularly about younger voters.
There are some within the millennial generation that we as clergy, we're working with in order to get them out to vote, but the enthusiasm is on the rise.
The Clinton campaign has invested heavily in field operations, so voters should get plenty of reminders when Election Day comes. The second concern is voter suppression efforts. Donald Trump has warned of cheating and urged his followers to go and watch the polls in certain areas. His ally Roger Stone is planning an exit polling operation, which Democrats assert could be an effort to intimidate minority voters. Philadelphia State Senator Vincent Hughes says Democrats will be ready.
Their efforts will, in fact, spur more turnout and increased engagement. When we feel somebody's trying to deny us something that is rightfully ours, deny us something that we fought and died for, we rebel against that by getting more engaged in the electoral process.
Democrats have filed a lawsuit against the Trump campaign and the Stone Organization's effort, asking the court to enjoin them from certain activities on Election Day. A Republican lawsuit to expand the reach of poll watchers in Pennsylvania came up short when a judge upheld the current rule for poll watchers. They're confined to polling places in their home county. There's one thing Philadelphia Democrats worry about that isn't caused by Republicans: the SEPTA strike, which could dampen turnout if it isn't resolved by Tuesday. Dave Davies, WHYY News.